Meanwhile, twin explosions rocket town on the Turkish side of the Turkey-Syria border, killing at least 40 people. The Turkish media say at least 100 others have been injured in twin car bomb blasts in Rehani and the southern province of Hatay. Officials say the number of casualties could rise as rescue workers continue searching under the rubble of destroyed buildings. Now, the blasts have caused a power outage in the area. Now, the mayor of the border town has spoken of an explosion near the municipality and another one close to the post office. The Turkish foreign minister has slammed the attacks, saying no one should attempt to test Turkey's power. Ahmet Davutoğlu says Turkey will take all necessary measures to protect itself. Well, a Palestinian resistance group says it's forming combat units to try to liberate Israeli-occupied territories, in particular the Golan Heights. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine's General Command says it's preparing for new operations after being idle for nearly 40 years. The group was most active in the 1970s and 80s. Now it has much influence with Palestinians in Syria and Lebanon. The leaders of the group say that they've even opened the door for all Syrian citizens to join the popular resistance. The move comes after Syria said that it will open its border to any group wishing to fight Israel from the Golan Heights. Damascus made the call after Israeli warplanes attacked the capital, Damascus, twice a few days ago, killing several people. Now the attacks drew condemnation from Iran, Egypt, several other countries, and even the Arab League. On Thursday, the leader of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, said that his group stands by the Syrian Popular Resistance Front to liberate the Golan Heights. Well, we're going to turn to Belfast, joined by author and Middle East expert, Mr. Saib Shath. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's look at the significance of now the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine's General Command. What has happened that since we haven't really heard from them in many, many decades, in several decades, and now all of a sudden they are saying that they are willing, ready and able to liberate the Golan Heights?
I'm sorry, let me correct this fact. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, led by Ahmed Jibril, was not idle for nearly 40 years, not even for a day, which they are engaged today in Damascus in protecting the Palestinian refugees from the terror attacks in Syria. For that matter, its leader, Ahmed Jibril, lost his son just a few years ago, Jihad, in a Zionist assassination. Since Jihad was leading military operations for the group in the West Bank during the Second Intifada. The PFLP, GC, as they call it, carried many major attacks against the Zionist entity during the Second Intifada. And during the last war in Gaza, last November, they attacked a military bus inside Tel Aviv, which shows you, and that was declared as the responsibility, claimed the responsibility by the PFLP GSC. So they weren't either. Let me explain two important points in here before I get in the significance of that. The occupied Golan Heights and the 1973 war, during that war, according to senior Egyptian and Zionist sources as well, and I want to repeat what they told the commander of the second Egyptian Second Army, Marshal Shazli, then said, and as well repeated by Mohammed Hassanin Haykel just a couple of months ago, who was the late President Nasser Information Minister and considered number one political thinker in the Arab world, said that during that war, Syrian army reached the Hola Lake and captured all the Golan Heights and significant parts of the northern Palestine, including cities and the Lake Tabariya, which surprised military planners at the Zionists and the Americans' side at that time. And the sources said the Egyptian army used to receive 900 air sorties a day, while Syria front used to receive 5,000 sorties a day, so we'd know what was going on. And then the Egyptian President Sadat agreed to cease fire with Israel without consulting his partner in that war, without even letting them know. And that's why Israel since focused its all capabilities at the Golan Heights and captured half of it. All that said, And we can have to agree and discuss another point, which I say the Palestinians and
well,
the Syrian relationship.
I hate to interrupt you, Mr. Schaaf, but this is the top five. We are extremely limited. I want to get to the point of why now then that they are announcing that they are definitely going to try to liberate the Golan Heights at this point in time.
Yes. Palestine is part of something called geographically and historically is Bilad al-Sham or Greater Syria. So the Palestinians and the Lebanese, they know they belong to this identity. It's their mother is Syria. And the Palestinian resistance have a duty and feel their duty to liberate the Golan Heights as their duty to liberate Jerusalem or the West Bank or Gaza or any part of Palestine for that matter. And the same thing with the Lebanese resistance. Their mother is Syria. And Syria historically is acting as a resistance movement more than a state within the Palestinian struggle for the liberation of Palestine. And that's why sometimes you can see there is differences in the tactics between Syria as a government and some Palestinian resistance. But as a strategy, Syria entrenched in the liberating of Palestine. And the PFLP GCSC command, central command, they've taken that step to prove they are part and they belong to that strategy of liberating Golan and focusing in Golan as well. And they are in the Gaza Strip. They were part of defending the Gaza Strip during the last war.
And how do you think this announcement, sorry, Mr. Shah, how do you think this announcement has affected Tel Aviv itself? Do you think that it is having an effect on them? Or tell me your perspective about that aspect of this.
The Zionist entity is terrified now. And before that, that is the back of the meeting between the Russian foreign minister and Kerry, the United States foreign secretary. On that, they are scared now since a week the talk is going, the Golan Heights going to be opened for the resistance. And that's going to bring a lot of trouble on them. Since a lot of the Palestinians and Lebanese and Syrian were itching to open this front, which sealed with the armistice agreement after the 1973 war. And now they see there is a quality a kind of weaponry ready in the Palestinians and Lebanese resistance hands. And they are worried. And they actually bring in many of troops in the Golan Heights area.
All right, thank you so much for that analysis out of Belfast, author and Middle East expert, Mr. Saeb Schaaf.